proposed reforms to make rights and responsibilities about adding minor fittings clear. Why are there reforms about adding minor fittings? Currently, tenants must get their landlord's consent to install a fitting called fixtures in the RTA. Landlords cannot unreasonably withhold their consent. However, consultation indicates that these existing rights and obligations are not functioning optimally. Consultation showed that the rights are not well understood and would benefit from further clarity. What changes do the reforms make around minor fittings? Tenants can request permission to install a minor fitting. Landlords can only decline for specified reasons. Fittings must be installed at the tenant's own cost. Tenants must remove any minor fittings at the end of the tenancy and remediate the property to a satisfactory standard if the landlord does not agree with them staying. What is a minor fitting? Minor fittings are changes made to the property at the tenant's expense that have the following attributes. They present a low risk of damage to the property. They are of a nature that allows the property to be easily returned to a reasonably similar condition at the end of the tenancy. They do not pose a health or safety risk that is not able to be safely migrated, including during installation and removal. They have no impacts on third parties and they require no consent under law. What are examples of minor fittings? Guidance will be developed and published that provides examples of acceptable minor fittings. This is likely to include installed minor accessibility fittings that improve safety for disabled people, such as visual alerts for fire, security alarms and doorbells. Where this has low impacts and will be reversed at the conclusion of the tenancy. Securing furniture or appliances to protect against earthquake risk will make a property child safe. Installing dishwashers and washing machines. Installing a baby gate. And fixing child safe latches to cupboards. Installing shelving. Installing television aerials and wireless broadband equipment. Installing gardens where these can be returned to the original state at the conclusion of the tenancy. Installing curtains and window coverings and installing internal locks provided they are compliant with relevant fire safety laws. Proposed reforms to strengthen enforcement and improve compliance. Why are the reforms strengthened enforcement? The regulator, the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, requires a full suite of tools of a modern regulator in order to effectively implement the changes in the reform and achieve compliance across the sector. Penalty levels in the RTA have not been reviewed since 2006. It is adjusted for increases in rental costs and the penalty levels are 60% too low in real terms. How do the reforms strengthen the enforcement and improve compliance? The reform has provided the regulator with the tools to issue infringement notices for the straightforward breaches of the RTA. Infringement offences are used for minor strict liability offences that do not result in a criminal conviction. Enter into an enforceable undertakings, which are negotiated agreements with the party to address minor or technical breaches of the RTA. A breach of the enforceable undertaking will be an unlawful act and may result in a penalty. Issue improvement notices to correct behaviours where parties have breached the RTA. A failure to comply with an improvement notice will be an unlawful act and may result in a penalty. How much are the penalties increasing? The reform is increasing civil and criminal penalties across the board to ensure the consequences of non-compliance with the law are appropriate. Existing civil and criminal penalties in the RTA have been increased from 50 to 80%. Additional penalties have been introduced for large-scale landlords, those with six or more tenancies. These penalties will only apply for five specific breaches of the RTA and in circumstances where the tenancy tribunal considers the higher penalty is warranted. It attacks tracks a maximum penalty of $50,000, but the amount of any penalty will be determined by the tribunal based on the specific solution. What other reforms will strengthen enforcement? The reforms include some administrative changes to make it easier for the regulator to carry out its duties effectively and efficiently, and to assist the smooth operation of the tribunal. The reforms are increasing the jurisdiction of the tribunal from 50 to 100,000. This avoids the tribunal having to transfer cases where the awards are likely to exceed 50,000 to the district court. It keeps tenancy cases in the specialist jurisdiction of the tribunal, allowing the regulator to take a single application to the tribunal, which cover multiple breaches across multiple properties. This allows the regulator and the tribunal to act more efficiently, providing the regulator with the general function and power to monitor and access landlords' compliance with the RTA. This mirrors the provision that was included in the RTA in respect of the Healthy Homes Standards. Confirming the types of documents the regulator may request from a landlord to include bond receipts, rent records, and other records relating to the landlord's responsibilities under the RTA. Other areas of proposed reform. What changes do the reforms make around setting rent? The reforms prevent landlords and their agents from seeking rental bids. They will be unable to advertise rental properties with no rental price listed, request applications, pay more in order to secure a rental property, organise an auction over a rental property, or offer to make the applicant successful if they agree to pay more rent for the property. This approach does not ban rental bidding. Tenants will be allowed to offer to pay more for a property on their own violation. What changes do the reforms make around increasing rent? Currently, rent is only increased about once every 6 months. The reforms increases to once every 12 months. What can tenants do if they believe their rent's too expensive? If a tenant believes that the landlord is charging rent significantly higher than market rent, they can apply to the tenancy tribunal and ask for the rent to be reduced. Rent should be consistent with the rent charged for similar properties in comparable areas. More information on what market rent rates are in any given rental situation can be found on the Tenancy Services website. What changes have been made in the publication of the Tenancy Tribunal decisions? In some circumstances, a party can apply for their identifying details to be removed from published Tenancy Tribunal decisions. This applies to where the party has been wholly or substantially successful in enforcing their rights or defending a claim against them. This is intended to remove a disincentive for people to use Tenancy Tribunal while ensuring that the information in the public interest continues to be available. Enabling assignment of fixed term tenancies. Assignment is where a tenant transfers their interests and responsibilities under the tenancy to a new tenant. The reforms will remove the discrepancy that exists between tenants where the assignment has been prohibited outright through the tenancy agreement and all other tenancies where the assignment request must be considered on a case-by-case basis and not declined unreasonably. All assigned requests will only be able to be declined if this is reasonable in circumstances. Improving information provided to tenants. Fees on ending an a fixed-term tenancy. The RTA allows landlords and property managers to recover expenses reasonably incurred upon giving the tenant consent to assignment, subletting or parting with the possession of the premises. The RTA does not currently require disclosure of how the fee has been calculated, so tenants may find it difficult to challenge the reasonableness of a specific component of the fee. The reforms will require landlords and property managers to provide breakdowns of all costs, conditions and processes that they are applying upon giving the tenant consent to assignment, subletting or parting with the possession of the premises. Healthy Home Standards. The reform makes a minor change to optimise the Healthy Home Standards. The landlords will be required to provide tenants with specified compliant documents upon request within 21 days. Impact of the proposed reforms. Which landlords do these proposed reforms apply to? The landlord proposed reforms apply to all landlords to whom the RTA applies. This includes private landlords, boarding house landlords, local government housing providers, Kei Yonga Homes and Communities, formerly Housing New Zealand, and the registered community housing providers. How do these changes impact on landlords? Landlords will not be submitted to material direct costs as a result of the RTA reform. However, landlords and property managers are likely to face additional administrative costs in relation to new processes around minor fittings and the assignment of fixed-term tenancies. In addition, the costs may fall to landlords and solutions when landlords need to collect more information to withstand the challenge of a tenancy ending in response to a specified termination ground, including time spent at the tribunal in defence of this. For landlords, this is a deterioration relative to the status quo, which enables periodic tenancies to be ended unilaterally for any reason and generally without giving evidence. The potential of lost revenue for landlords if following an initial fixed-term agreement, a tenant can no longer be incentivised to sign up for a further fixed-term. This may expose landlords to risk should tenants subsequently leave the tenancy at the time of the cycle where there is a low demand to replace them. The potential for lost revenue for landlords if they are required to provide tenants with 63 or 90 days notice to end a tenancy. The tenant subsequently serves 28 days notice to leave as an alternative tenant cannot be found to meet the shortfall. Some landlords may generally consider that the package of tenancy initiatives will increase the risk of their business and could affect the landlord willingness to rent and the amount of rent charged. However, noting that there is a wide number of factors that affect the rent, it would be difficult to attribute any change to market rent and to the reforms alone, and any impacts on rents may be muted by other factors that reduce costs for landlords, such as lower interest rates. How do these charges impact on tenants? The reforms have been designed to improve fairness of the RTA. In particular, reforms intend to improve security of tenure, which has multiple benefits to tenants. Tenants should have improved well-being from being better able to establish roots in their community and reduce costs from involuntary changes in rental accommodation. Tenants will also have more certainty about their rights and ability to exercise those rights. While most of the reforms do not have direct costs, there is potential for rents to increase if landlords set to offset additional risk. There is also a small potential for additional costs from needing to provide an additional week's notice to terminate a periodic tenancy. Tenants may face larger adjustments when their rents are reviewed, but these reviews will take place at less frequent intervals. How can we hold tenants and landlords accountable for their responsibilities and behaviour? If a tenant or landlord isn't meeting their responsibilities, then the other party can issue them with a notice to comply. If the problem isn't fixed at the end of the notice period, the party can go to the tenancy tribunal. The tribunal can order repairs, require compensation or extraordinary damages to be paid to the other party, or terminate the tenancy at the landlord's request. If the problem is to do with the tenant's or landlord's behaviour, the tribunal can issue an order to give the tenant a further chance to change their behaviour or terminate the tenancy. The regulator can take cases to the tribunal on behalf of the landlord or the tenant, or in its own right. The reform provides new tools for the regulator to strengthen enforcement, which is set out above. How are landlords' interests protected? The reforms have been carefully constructed to balance the interests of both landlords and tenants. The solutions are designed to endure changing market characteristics, to be proportionate to the problems, to continue to allow landlords to protect their asset. For example, tenants who are meeting their obligations should have choice and control over housing options. However, it is important for landlords to still be able to terminate tenancies for justifiable reasons, such as the tenant breaching their obligations. The package of the solutions is the lowest cost way to achieve some of our objectives. Some of the interventionist measures that the public were consulted on have not been progressed. Instead, alternative solutions have been devised to respond to the concerns that landlords have raised. More information about the interests of both parties are balanced and can be found in the detailed information about the reforms on the RTA reforms part of the website. Will a landlord be able to remove a bad tenant? Yes, the tenant will still be able to be terminated if the tenant is breaching their tenancy agreement or the RTA. For example, if a landlord presents evidence that a tenant is 21 or more days behind in their rent and asks for the tenancy to be ended, the tenancy tribunal must make an order to end the tenancy, which may be final or a conditional order. There are also new termination processes to support landlords. Do the new notice periods apply to accommodation linked to employment? Accommodation linked to employment is known in the RTA as service tenancy. Service tenancies have their own decided notice periods currently under the RTA, and we're not proposing to change these in this reform. Why don't the changes include pets? The topic of pets attracted particularly high levels of interest in the consultation process. The question, should a landlord be able to refuse a tenant's request to keep a pet without giving a reason, was the most frequently answered question across both written questions, written submissions and the online survey. 250 of the 454 written submissions addressed this issue, and 2,539 of the 2,842 survey respondents answered this question. It is an area where there are directly opposing and strongly held views. The government has been considering policy changes, but has not yet come to a decision. Do the reforms include removing duplicate compliance statements for insulation? The Residential Tenancies Act 2009 make changes so the landlord does not need to sign two separate compliance statements. Therefore, no changes to the RTA are needed through this reform. Process from here. How will the process work from here? What next and when? The government needs to change the RTA to put the reforms into effect. The government is currently drafting a bill to make these changes. The government will introduce a bill early in 2020. A select committee for the bill is an opportunity for the public to make submissions on the bill and suggest changes and improvements. The Parliament website will provide information about how to get involved and select in the select committee process. How will people know about the changes? How much time will they have to get ready for the changes? The time the law is brought into force would depend on how fast the bill passes into law. It is important that we allow time for a select committee consideration for the Parliament to debate the bill. Officials will need some time to prepare guidance and systems to implement the new law. The Ministry of Business and Innovation and Employment and the Regulator for the Tenancy System will undertake a communications program to make sure that the landlords and tenants understand the reforms. MBIE will use representative groups and a variety of media to help share the message.